The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's John Ostakovich, and here's what's happening. Hundreds gathered at the home field of the North Philly Blackhawks near Temple on Friday night for a balloon release and vigil to honor the life of 13-year-old Alaysia Smith, who was killed in a shooting on Wednesday night. KYW's Nigel Thompson was there as pink, black, and white balloons filled the sky.
Special is a word a lot of people who knew Alaysia Smith used to describe her.
The time that we had with her, she was just amazing. Just a ball of joy.
That's Alaysia's grandfather, Roscoe Bruce III. He was one of hundreds who gathered for a vigil and balloon release to honor his granddaughter's life, cut short in a shooting that happened earlier in the week. It was organized by Alaysia's cheer team, part of the North Philly Blackhawks.
This just shows the love for her and her mother and other family members. This is a lot of family and friends that showed up just to show love, you know, in a time of crisis.
Police are still investigating the shooting that happened inside a house in the middle of the block of North Bailey Street near West Somerset Avenue. Smith was found with a single gunshot wound to the chest in the second floor hallway of the house around 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday. Authorities say a group of men fled the house after the shooting, and they're looking at footage from nearby surveillance cameras and interviewing witnesses.
Philadelphia police are looking for a man they say broke into a home in Mayfair earlier this week and assaulted a little girl in bed. Here's KYW Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson.
Authorities say it was around 2 Wednesday morning when the man broke into the home on Cottman Avenue, not far from the Mayfair Community Center, and went to the bedroom where the little girl was sleeping with her younger sibling. She awoke to the man sexually assaulting her and somehow got away from him when she yelled out for her mother. Authorities say the man fled from the home. Officers were called out and detectives searched the area for video and eventually found some that matches the description of the suspect. They say he's a black male, about 30 years old, with a large tattoo on the side of his neck, the number 1 above it and behind his ear. He's also described as having a thin build with a medium complexion and height, short hair, and a full beard. Pictures of the suspect can be seen on our website, kywnewsradio.com. Anyone with information is urged to call police, even if their tip remains anonymous.
On Friday's International Day of Peace, students from 3 schools came together with police officers in Philadelphia's Kensington neighborhood to celebrate it. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb was there, too.
Some of the students were racing police officers. Some were tossing a football around with them. Jaron Morales was deep in conversation with a police district captain.
We were talking about high school and about where I go and how I grew up. It was great. It was a great conversation, and it was interesting.
For most of the students, it was their first time meeting their local police, which Councilwoman Ketzie Lozada, who helped organize the event, says helps keep peace in their neighborhood.
The police can't do their work without us, and we can't live safe neighborhoods without them. And so I think it's important to connect them and form a bridge where students are able to see that police officers are everyday people. They don't only show up when there is conflict to resolve.
The students also got a talk on peacefully resolving conflicts with each other, which 13-year-old Leah Castro says she hopes will stick.
That people will listen and get a lesson from this, that violence is not the answer.
Students in Camden have a new resource to help them navigate their struggles with mental health. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty tells us that the focus is on those who have experienced trauma.
The Thrive Network provides counseling services for kids and families who have been through a lot in their lives. Co-founder Lorenzo McFadden says they meet with students in school or at home or in nearby facilities.
What we're trying to accomplish, helping those families transition from just trying to survive day to day to really being able to thrive in their lives and in the community.
Executive Director Michelle Coddington says they work with kids who have been abused or neglected, are struggling to deal with their parents' divorce or the death of a loved one, as well as other hardships.
Little bodies are not made to hold and to process those really, really big things. And they need the support of stable, caring grownups to help weather those storms. Those are some examples of some of the situations that we see.
And part of what they do is provide continuity of care and communicate with school officials to make sure everyone is on the same page. More information can be found at thethrivenetwork.com.
The owner of the undamaged Unit 1 at Three Mile Island has announced plans to restart the nuclear plant with high-tech support. That story from KYW's Mike DiNardo.
Constellation Energy has announced plans to restart Unit 1 at TMI to generate power for Microsoft's AI data centers. Unit 1 is the undamaged reactor that shut down 5 years ago for economic reasons. Unit 2 was the site of the nation's worst nuclear accident in 1979, and that reactor, of course, remains closed. Here's Constellation Community Relations Manager Dave Marcheski.
Once TMI is back up and running, in that timeline, and sometime in 2028, Microsoft is committed to buy the electricity off the grid from PJM for 20 years following that.
PJM is the regional power grid. Constellation says it'll invest $1.6 billion to restore the turbines, the generator, the main transformer, and cooling systems at Unit 1. Restarting the reactor would require a safety review and the approval of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission.
That's the All Local. I'm John Ostakovich. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app. And on your smart speaker, just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.